Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Evacuation orders for the 10,000-acre El Dorado fire burning in the Yucaipa area were extended to a portion of Cherry Valley in Riverside County today. The U.S. Forest Service said evacuation orders were in place for residents living in the area between the county line to the north, Beaumont Avenue to the west, Orchard Street to the south, and Nancy Lane to the east. A map of the evacuation area can be found at rivcoready.org/activeevents. The Beaumont Police Department confirmed that there were currently no evacuation orders in the city, even though some residents received evacuation alerts. The American Red Cross set up evacuation centers at Yucaipa Community Center, Steel Canyon High School, and Joan McQueen Middle School, where the organization is providing evacuees with hotel rooms. The wildfire, which was 16% contained as of this morning, has also led to numerous evacuation orders in San Bernardino County. CAL FIRE officials said the blaze was sparked at about 10:20 a.m. Saturday by a smoke-emitting firework used at a gender reveal gathering at El Dorado Ranch Park. Record heat and dry conditions helped the fire quickly spread north to the Yucaipa Ridge, fire officials said. The Desert Sun reported that the family who planned the gathering was cooperating with authorities and that no charges have been filed yet. The U.S. Forest Service yesterday announced the temporary closure of numerous national forest lands, including the Cleveland National Forest, due to unprecedented and dangerous fire conditions. The closures will go into place at 5 p.m. and will be reevaluated daily as conditions change, officials said. Other national forest lands ordered closed include Angeles, San Bernardino, Stanislaus, Sierra, Sequoia, Inyo, and Los Padres National Forests. Restrictions were also imposed on national forest lands throughout the state that were not ordered to close. U.S. Forest Service officials said all ignition sources, such as campfires and gas stoves, will be prohibited across national forest system lands in California. California's largest utility shut off power to 172,000 customers to guard against its power lines and other equipment sparking wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric said the outages started at 9 p.m. Monday and affect 22 counties in central and northern California. The utility hopes to return power by Wednesday night. The move came at the end of a scorching Labor Day weekend that saw several major wildfires break out in different areas of California. California is on the verge of phasing out its state-operated juvenile prison system. The move is hailed by reform advocates and criticized by counties that would assume responsibility for some of the state's most violent criminal youth. The bill generally follows Governor Gavin Newsom's latest plan to unravel the Division of Juvenile Justice, which houses about 750 youths. But legislators added what advocates said are needed safeguards and standards for the hundreds of millions of dollars that would eventually flow to counties to house and treat youths. Counties say those restrictions hobble their ability to provide proper care. The legislation was passed just before the legislature ended its session this week. U.S. theme parks are still finding it tough to bring back guests this summer, despite the wide number of safety measures they've put in place. Attendance has been less than expected across the industry. And now there are worries over what the virus will bring this fall. Some parks are reducing operating days, slashing ticket prices, and closing early for the year. Disney this week will begin cutting an hour or two from each day at its four Florida theme parks. California's parks have been closed since mid-March and are pushing the state to tell them when they can reopen. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.